வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of April, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
Arjuna in the beginning thought that he should not kill Ravana.
He's very downstairs.
What do you think about the living pulse which is beating? The heart, heart failure. Why don't you bring it into palpitation again? If you study that air you bring artificially, who said? Why don't you do it? If you are so great a scientist, it is very difficult. So anything, here is just like in the tire tube. Here is finished, push it there, and it is all right. The do you think it is here? The palpitation? You are so foolish and passing as a scientist. The air can be replaced. It is difficult. It's like tire tube, yeah, huge quantity of air, immediate, within a second. So why do you say, now the breathing is stopped? Breathing is stopped, yes, stop. What is their answer?
They have no answer. The cells have died.
Huh?
The cells have died.
Cell?
The tiny cells in the body have died.
But then don't say that breathing is stopped, therefore it's dead. Don't talk nonsense. Why do you talk like that? Now breathing is stopped, dead. Talk in right language if you are a scientist. Why he was talking like that? The air is stopped, the breathing is stopped, therefore dead. That is not a fact. That you are stating which is not a fact. Why you claim that you are a scientist? That is the challenge. Now again, you come to the blood. What is blood? Red water. So, if you say this, there are so many jugglery of words. So, manufacture water mix with the red color and give this so many rascal things.
They don't have artificial blood.
Huh?
I don't think they can make artificial blood.
Many artificial blood, superficially, it is red water. The red water is the life. Then why you are spoiling so much blood? Keep it scientifically and push it into the dead body. I say it is a back way to the dead water. Nothing but dead water. Urine is white water. I am coming to the five elements. Air, water. Then what is this bone? I ask. You can manufacture bone. Heart bone, with heart, or wood, or something,
plastic.
So, we are analyzing the combination of the body. So everything you can manufacture. But where is the life you can manufacture? Why do you say? That is our challenge. All the ingredients of the body, you can manufacture. Exactly like that. Ultimately, you can give the beauty also of the woman and man. But what is life? Bring life by all these things, then I will say that you are a scientist. Otherwise, cheater. Simply bluffing people. These things will be stopped. Where you get the information that this from matter life is possible? In future. Where you try in future, in sensitive condition, you show something. It's like formerly they were flying balloons. So, because they were flying, they could say that future we shall fly a big city. And in the history we can see that is not impossible. Because in incentive condition or initiative condition, we see that big things can be flown. But here you cannot even prepare an ant. You have not been able to prepare even a small ant, jan, plumi. Why do you say in future I shall do it?
Some of these creatures don't even have hearts.
Huh?
Some of the insects don't even have hearts.
How do you say? They have everything. You have no intelligence, you understand? Everything. All anatomy, physiology is there. Even small, foolish thing. You cannot see micro. That is God's creation. Yeah, I have seen many men walking very exactly like a big.
In Vrindavan, over when we were staying at Bond's place, there was a big colony of ants.
Mm?
Ants.
Yeah, they have got all the sense, all the sympathy. Are eating, sleeping, mating, they have got all intelligence.
What I mean to say is, physiologically speaking, at least from biological viewpoint, some of these creatures don't even have hearts. They're much easier to manufacture the parts of their body.
You say there is no heart, that's like you say no soul. See, that is your word. I say that man is doing everything like a human being. He has got everything. It is your insufficient knowledge that you say there is no. Just like you say there is no soul. That is your insufficient knowledge. That's not the fact. Krishna said, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe. When Ishvara is in everyone's heart, now if you can hit this, I will say there is no heart. That is nonsense, another nonsense.
So this is speaking of the material heart.
Material, spiritual, you do not know anything, you don't talk. Better you become silent. Krishna says, sarva-bhutanam hriddeshe. Specifically says, within the heart, they even a germ-like atom, less than atom, there is heart. Otherwise, how Krishna says, is this?
Every living entity.
And you say there is no. You are our student, you are saying there is no. That means do not carefully read.
No, that's there, but is that the heart of the soul or the heart of the gross material
that
body?
Heart there is, as you have got heart, what you are. The same constitution.
In the Katha Upanishad, it describes how they're sitting side by side.
The same constitution of the body. Otherwise, there is no question of heart.
We've just challenged the whole field of biology also.
Then what is it? I say they're nonsense. That's it. They say that, well, you know, what is their knowledge? You don't give any value to their knowledge. Krishna says clearly, they say, and this body is just like a jantra, machine. That machine means moving machine means it must have wheel, must have sitting, everything is there. Machine.
That would mean that even the plants and trees also have a heart.
Everything. That is proof scientifically. Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose has proof. The record is there, spawn. Begins the world, the machine, the record.
Spawn.
Yes. Yes, the world begins with S. Sparograph, I like that. You do not know. They smear with black, what is called carbon.
Carbon.
And they find.
Cardiograph.
Cardiograph, like.
Cardiograph?
Yeah.
Sensation?
No, the machine is called some special name.
Spectrograph?
Spectrograph, yes.
Has to do with light?
Huh?
Has to do with light?
Whatever it may be, it records how it is moving, how it is going up and down. And that has been proved. The machine is hanged in the tree and the tree is cut and immediately moving. Satyam Jagadish Chandra Bose has discovered the machine.
Generally, at least, though, we associate the heart with an organ that simply pumps blood and oxygen throughout the body. But the biologists contend that certain bodies and certain species of life, they have no such circulatory system of pumping blood.
Why not?
Well, that's the contention at present.
But we can affect
it. Like a worm. If you cut a worm in half, both parts of the worm will go in one.
Immediately manufactured, as soon as the living entity enters. There, chemical composition is that even if you cut, a living entity can enter. The living entity enters through the semen of the father in the womb of the mother, the same process. Unless the living entity enters, the body does not form. It is matter only. When the living entity enters, then the formation takes place, according to his mind. What do they know about it? Jangjangavapi smaranabhavam tajatanti kalevaram. The matter simply is set up according to the desire. Just like we have constructed this big house according to my desire. The matter has not taken shape like this big house automatically. I am the proprietor, I desire, let the rooms be like this. Similarly, the material elements, the semen of the father and the ova of the mother makes, it creates a suitable cement. And now, according to the desire of the living being, it is settled. Now the cement automatically becomes a room or pile for this or that. Cement is cement, the same thing. Earth, water, air, fire. By mixture, it becomes so convenient that it takes a shape and becomes a different body. A different body for the man, a different body for the animal. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to prove it.
Thank you.
This is Srila Prabhupada. This is Mr. Mike Barrett. He is from one of the television stations here, and he wants to do an interview on you for the news tonight, which is seen by many, many thousands of people here in Melbourne.
You have seen this news?
Yes, I've seen this morning. Fairly similar, just to talk about the movement. Are you happy with the way it's going here?
What do you think of that article?
A bit facetious. I didn't like it very much.
You like?
No.
Why?
A bit facetious. A funny way of doing it.
Funny way, but it is very serious. It requires little intelligence. That this body is a lump of matter. And the consciousness are the living pulse that is different. Can you prove that they are not?
No.
Then how do you say it is joking?
No, the actual context.
The context is that if you cannot separate the living force or the soul from the body, then you are in the same position as the dog is thinking, I am the body. I am a big dog. I can bark very loudly, and he's showing his capacity. So, and if we are talking in big assembly, and in the same conception of life, that I am this body, then what is the difference?
I cannot argue against that.
That is the point. That is the point. We have to understand this point. If we want to become more than the dog, we must find out in which sense we are more than the dog. That sense is understanding. That is, in Sanskrit word, it is said, Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. I am not this matter. That is knowledge. Actually, knowledge begins from that point, that I am not this body. It's like a big 747 plane is running on, but there is the intelligent pilot. If somebody says, there is no pilot, it is flying automatically, the machine is suffering. Is it correct?
Mm. Does Krishna consciousness make you aware of this thing?
Yes. That is Krishna consciousness. Well, when one understands that this big machine is useless without the pilot, that is Krishna consciousness.
How long, it's hard to say, how long does it take though?
It takes immediately, provided the man is intelligent. Just like the same principle, if a man is intelligent, he can immediately understand that the machine is not important, the pilot is important.
The same with the body?
Yeah. If you take this body as everything, then analyze part by part. Just I was talking about breathing. People generally say, the breathing is stopped, therefore the man is dead. And that can be replaced. Breathing. Breathing, what is this breathing? It is simply air. Just like the entire tube, when the air is lost, you can immediately replace it and take it into work. Similarly, if breathing is lost, therefore the man is, you can replace it. You are big scientist, you replace it. Just find out some machine which will pass, just like bellow.
Can you become aware of this without Krishna consciousness? Can you, without...
No, that awareness means Krishna consciousness. We can describe it in different language, but the real thing is that we must be aware of this thing.
So your teachings go much further than just being part of the Krishna movement. Everyone, whether they like it or not, are indirectly concerned with it.
Our movement is an educated movement to understand the real position of living condition. And then we act. It's like if you know your real position and if you act intelligently, then it is nice. If you do not know what is your position, what is the use of your education and acting? You do not know your real position. That is ignorance. That is dog mentality. Dog cannot understand that he is not body, he is something else. But human intelligence is advanced. If they do not try to understand this fact, then what is the difference between him and dog? That is being misused. There is no institution, no university, no education system to understand what is that living force. Without which it is a lump of matter. Where is that living?
What do you call that force? What do you call the force?
That is the soul or consciousness. The same thing. Pilot. The pilot may be a small man and the air seat may be very gigantic. You can make it still more. But the pilot is the same. So, body may be elephant or a small ant, but the pilot is the same. That is the real understanding.
Just getting off that, can I ask why you've come to Australia again? Is it?
Well, I have already explained. This is my mission, to educate people, to understand himself. They are under this misconception that everyone of us has this body. There is misconception. You must know who is within the body. That is the real existence.
And how long will you will continue this until,
well,
until you die?
The knowledge is already there in the Vedic literature. But there was no discussion, at least in the Western country. So I am trying to. We have got so many books, 84 books, writing on this side, showing our books. They are being accepted by high learned circles. Written, not jokingly.
Mm.
It is a great science.
You might think this unusual. Where does it come from, though?
Vedic literature.
What goes into this?
Vedas, Vedic literature. Sam, Jiduri, Kathadma, Upanishad, then Bhagavat, Bhagavad Gita, so many. There is no cultivation of this knowledge. How people are advanced, they should take very seriously.
The problems that do occur from time to time where you get, you know, what people consider to be the false guru. Is that right with you?
Yes. Any guru means the teacher. The teacher does not give you real knowledge, then he is not teacher, he is cheater.
And there are some around.
Almost everyone. Because they do not know what is the subject matter of teaching. The subject matter of teaching is beginning with this understanding that life is different from matter. That is the beginning, ABCD. So, if your basic knowledge is wrong, then what is the use of going further? It is all false knowledge.
So there are a lot of these people who do that false knowledge.
That you have to consider that it is a fact. The yoga system is meant, that this is the real yoga system, that because we are on the false understanding, identifying with the body, so the bodily function should be controlled. Concentration or focus should be placed. What is that living condition? That is meditation, to find out what is the real, analyze this body and find out where is the living pulse. That is your yoga system. To control the senses. The senses are working. Now we are getting knowledge through the senses. How to get this knowledge? The living force. That is a mechanical arrangement. That is called yoga system.
Can you tell us a little bit about Krishna consciousness, what it does mean?
Just like the living force within the body, that is the most important thing. Similarly, throughout this creation, cosmic manifestation, Krishna is the most important.
Are you happy with the way the Krishna movement is progressing throughout the world and particularly throughout Australia?
Well, we are progressing very slow because the subject matter is so difficult. Even big scientists, big professors, they are puzzled. So you cannot expect. But those who are fortunate and they are understanding. So this progress we cannot expect on this matter. The example is that to illuminate the sky, it does not require millions of stars. One moon is sufficient.
What is the biggest obstacle for people to overcome?
Their dullness. They're not being educated, but they are putting into the darkness of ignorance more and more. That is going on in the name of education.
But some people are confused by the number of false gurus.
So why you bring guru? We try to understand yourself. If you are fool, then what guru will do?
But there are people.
You should be intelligent. You should know what is the subject matter of knowledge. Why do you accept so many fools and rascals as guru? First of all, you know what is the subject matter of knowledge. It's like if you want to become a carpenter, you should go to an expert carpenter. If you want to become a medical man, you must approach the medical college. So first of all, what do you want? You do not know what you want. Therefore you get so many cheaters. You do not know what you want.
You do agree that there are many people who do try and cheat?
Well, first of all, you agree that is someone cheats. First of all, you agree that you do not know what is the aim of your life. Do you agree or not?
I think I know.
Huh?
I think I know.
You know? What is the aim? Tell me. What is the aim of human life? Tell me. We shall accept you as guru. Tell me, what is the aim of life?
To be happy in myself.
How dog is happy? Therefore I have said dog mentality. You do not know what is happiness. You know, simply like barking, you will be happy. That's all.
Well, how do I find out?
So what is happiness? Do you know what is happiness?
Perhaps not. How do I find out, though?
I'll find out. But then why you are asking about guru? You do not know what is happiness.
Can you tell me?
Yes. Your happiness is that you do not like to die, you die. That is your distance. You do not like to become old man, you become. So that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. This is unhappiness. Janma mitya charapmayadi dukkha dosami dasam. That is intended. That I do not want death. Why death comes upon me? Where is my happiness? This knowledge will lead you to understand what is happiness. But if you remain ignorant like animals, you do not know what is happiness. And if you think the dog is having sex, I will have sex, that is happiness. Then what is the difference? Dog mentality, it's in your mentality.
Krishna consciousness can help you attain.
That is Krishna. He knows this dog's mentality of eating, sleeping, sex and defense is not my happiness. My real distress is that I do not want to die. I am being forced to die. So how to escape from this position? That is happiness.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. 60, 17, and another small books.
No.
60 books like this. Huh?
She's asking how many do we sell?
Sell that I've given estimate.
Outstanding orders, we sell them
all. Huh?
Outstanding orders, we sell them all. With our standing orders, we sell them all.
Oh no, I mean, how many would you sell a day? For instance, how many, you know, of each book would you sell a day? Would it be thousands a day?
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes tens of thousands.
$20,000 daily.
Minimum.
Minimum. Sometimes it goes $50,000.
A day.
Day. All over the world.
Devotees are working very hard to spread this consciousness,
knowledge. Religious book selling daily so much, huge amount, that is unique in the history.
Are they sold mainly in the Western countries?
All over the world. Especially in Europe, I mean.
In Europe.
We even had some
Bhagavatas
just recently from Russia.
Yes, they're all
signed by. Every university in America takes complete, every book Srila Prabhupada writes, they have standing order. Oxford, Princeton, Hartford, UCLA, University of California, every.
All of the leading professors also have written very favorable reviews citing these
books. Where is that book? Professor Judas' book? Hare Krishna encounter.
Just show me where you're going to be. We'll
culture.
Oh, yes.
Can you get
you have read that?
No, I have.
He has read
that. Okay.
Professor.
Can you do it?
Yes.
Very much appreciated.
Not really, because I'm going to have to write
that. And he has given statistics. Very scholarly book. Hare Krishna encounter culture.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes, I have. Okay. Your Divine Grace, what prompted you to start the Krishna movement?
Well, the scientists make research. What prompts him to do that? So, our process is to carry out the order of the higher authorities. So, my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, asked me to do this. Therefore,
But you led a rather normal life before this. You were married, you were a businessman.
Yes.
What made you change suddenly?
By this association, that's like we are holding meeting and so many boys, girls, they come. If somebody is capturing the idea, he makes further progress. By this association, that's like we are holding meeting and so many boys, girls, they come. If somebody is capturing the idea, he makes further progress.
What was it that was different about your way of thinking?
It is not my way of thinking. It is nobody's way of thinking. It is the natural way of life. It's like you eat, it is not a way of thinking. It is natural demand of the body.
Well, why is it, can I ask perhaps, that the Krishna movement is the natural way of living against, say, other religions, other faiths?
It is not a question of religion or faith. It is the necessity. This already I have said that you are hungry and you require some food. It is not a way of thinking that I am hungry, I require. It is the urge. You are hungry and you require to eat. Similarly, people are making so many arrangements to become happy. So this is also another way, but this is the right way.
You have now thousands and thousands of devotees all around the world.
Yes.
A lot of them are very young people coming into the movement. Do you think they really understand what they're going into when they join the Krishna movement?
At least they understand something about it. Otherwise, how they're sticking to this movement, they're intelligent boy, they're coming from respectable family, educated. Oh, why they should go after me? Unless they have got something that you can ask them. There are so many, all of them are young men.
They're forced to lead a very Spartan way of life though, aren't they? Why is this necessary?
If you want real happiness, that I've already explained, real happiness to become free from the natural material laws, birth, death, old age and disease. This is real happiness. Suppose you are arranging for your happiness and all of a sudden death comes, then what is happening? How you can check? The real impediment of our happiness is stated, birth, death, old age and disease. So, if you want real happiness, then you have to, first of all, make arrangements that you will not die. Or he will not take birth, he will not become old, he will not be diseased. Just like insurance, they make insurance of life. So where is your insurance for these things? You do not want to die, but you are forced to die. Where is insurance? This is insurance, Krishna consciousness.
It's insurance for what?
No more death, no more birth, no more old age, no more disease. This is insurance. Therefore, it is the primary necessity for becoming happy. Otherwise, you have made arrangement very nicely and all of a sudden you die. Then where is your happiness?
Do you think the type of life that your devotees must lead is in fact a happy one, getting up very early in the morning?
It is just like if you are suffering from some ailments, so you have to follow some rules and regulations so that you may be cured. Do the doctor not prescribe so many things that you don't eat like this, you don't do this, you do this. So many don'ts and do's. So if you really want to become happy, you have to follow some don'ts and do's.
Your Divine Grace, can I ask you how old you are now?
Yeah.
How old?
80 years old.
And do you think the Krishna movement has helped you? Are you a fit man for an 80-year-old?
At least all my contemporaries have gone. All my young friends, childhood friends, they are no more existing, my relatives. So I am moving still all over the world.
Can you see an age that you could live until? Could you predict how long you may live?
No, you see, this body is so bad that it must end. But before ending, you must be competently Krishna conscious. Then next life, you become permanent in life, in knowledge, in blissfulness. That is required.
Many people find it very difficult to reconcile the spiritual way of life of the Krishna movement with the great financial resources the movement also has. Why do you need these great financial resources?
The Krishna consciousness movement does not depend on any material condition. Any material condition.
But you make a lot of money out of the sales of your books, etc. There's begging in the streets each day.
Yes, but there are many beggars. They do not get money. We get money. We are not beggars. We are giving books, knowledge. Do you think we are beggars?
If I could use the example, perhaps, of your temple, which has a lot of very rich material things in it, I wonder what significance that plays in your spiritual life.
So what do you mean by spiritual and material? Do you know the distinction? Then I show you spiritual. Do you know?
Well, the material...
I say that in the temple there is nothing material. All spiritual. But you have no eyes to see it.
I wonder if you could lead an equal sort of life without the richness of the temple.
You can leave me at your home like us. We are giving the example. You can live also like that. That is spiritual life. If you follow the same rules and regulations and live like that, that is spiritual life.
You told me earlier that you make thousands of dollars a day out of the sales of your books.
Yes.
If you want your thoughts to be passed on to other people, why do you sell the books and make money out of them?
Otherwise you will not read it. If I give you free, then you will think that this is something nonsense. They are giving free.
Not necessarily give them free, but perhaps sell them for a price that pays for the cost of producing
them. So when they pay for it, they will try to see what these books are saying. Let me see. And if you get free, then you may keep it in your lap for hundreds of years. So, but after all, we have to print this book. So we'll pay for that.
What happens to the rest of the money, though, that is collected in the streets?
We are increasing our movement. We are opening centers. We are printing more books. This is my books. I am at a Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. That is my will, and I have given my will that 50% of the collection should be spent for reprinting the book, and 50% should be spent for spreading the movement.
But
there is no question of material profit.
I wonder if I can ask you just finally then, if you have a message.
Yes, it is a message that people are under the impression that one is this body, but that is not the fact. The soul or the man is within the body. It's like you are not the shirt and coat. You are within the shirt and coat. Similarly, the living entity, the living being is within this body, the gross body and the subtle body. The subtle body is composed of mind, intelligence and ego. And the gross body is a composition of these material things, earth, water, air, fire, like that, five elements, altogether eight elements. This is inferior energy, and the superior energy is within these eight elements, five gross and three subtle. So we have to study about that. That's like I asked that boy, that you can manufacture a huge machine flying in the sky, 747, but why don't you manufacture the pilot?
Thank you.
So, in spite of your manufacturing such a huge machine, without the help of a pilot,
Yes.
You cannot fly.
Yes, I know.
So why don't you manufacture a fighter?
Probably someday they may.
But that is nonsense. That is nonsense.
At the moment, we're just taking
some photos. No, you talk at the moment. Sorry, you don't give me post-dated check. That in future, I shall be millionaire. Now take a check of $1 million. Shall I accept it?
No, at the moment, we're just taking some photographs. We can't let you talk at the moment. You're supposedly listening to my questions. So,
all right.
For the moment, I'll pretend to be asking you some questions for the purposes of cutting the interview.
No, you know down that we are asking that you are so expert in manufacturing big, big machines. Why not manufacture a pipe? That is my question.
Well, as I said, they probably will someday.
That probably, again. That is not possible.
Oh, I don't know.
You do not know, that is I say. Therefore I say you cannot do it. You do not know it. It's
but
not possible.
You cannot
manufacture even a small jar, or to speak of pipe.
Mm.
That is the problem. The modern education is, they do not know it.
Perhaps they could build something.
That perhaps, maybe, this is not scientific problem.
Perhaps they can keep you young.
That's what I was just going to say. Perhaps they can build something without giving him, without giving him a mind, a free mind.
So suppose you do this, perhaps I will be able to keep my young age continually. Is it possible?
I don't know.
Yeah? You don't know. Then learn it. It is not possible. You must become an old lady.
How do you know?
Yes, I know. You know also. You are denying only. You know. That is a
no, I don't know anything. I'm prepared not to know anything. I'm prepared to wait.
But you can know from the experience that your grandmother was a young lady some years ago. Now she is older man.
Yes, but you could use that argument and say, yes, but I also know that they weren't able to cure certain
diseases. If you say that my grandmother has become old lady, I will not become. That is lunacy.
No, I'm not suggesting that I'm not going to become old. I'm simply saying that I don't know. Therefore,
you cannot stop the nature's process. You are dependent. You should first of all understand that you are dependent on nature's process.
Mm.
That is intelligence. Pratityaktiramanani gunayikarvani. If you extravagantly say that I shall stop this nature's process, that is lunacy, craziness. It is not possible. You have to accept that you are in the distinct laws of nature.
I agree
yes.
with everything that you're saying about the laws of nature.
But therefore, how you can make a plan of happiness? Nature is baffling your plan. And that you have to understand. Why
so,
nature is baffling? That is real knowledge.
So your answer is to work
yes.
with nature?
We can do that.
Mm.
We can do that. That Devi Jesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durastaya Mami Vajaparpadzante Maya Mai Sansante. You cannot combat with the nature's law, but Krishna says that if you become Krishna conscious, you can do that.
Mm.
You can stop nature's law acting upon you. And that is Krishna consciousness.
Why would you want to stop nature's law acting in its natural way?
Because I don't want to be old man, but I am being forced. That's why I want to stop this force of the nature. That is my natural inclination.
Isn't it natural
struggle?
Struggle
for existence means there is something against my will and I want to stop it. This is called struggle for existence. And that is the whole world is going on. That they have started that United Nations. Why United Nations? You mean? But they are trying to stop war. Let us struggle united. So that is going on. You don't want war, but war is inevitable. Even the United Nations is there, still war is going on. That is struggle. But they are now coming to the point of understanding that we are trying so much, so hard to become happy, but the nature is not allowing. This is real intellect.
Mm.
And that is Krishna. Athātu brahma-jitā. If we remain dull, let the nature's law act upon me as it likes. And we go on struggling to stop it. It will never stop, because nature's law is so powerful, we cannot stop it.
But why do you want to fight nature's law?
You want happiness. Again, I am repeatedly saying that you want to stop your old age. You want to remain young.
No, I'm saying I think I can be happy by working within nature's laws rather than trying to find
that you're not working. You're not happy.
No, I'm not unhappy. Huh? I'm perfectly happy.
No, that is your ignorance. Nobody is happy. Then it is the happiness of the dog. He is also thinking happy. The hog is also thinking happy. That is another illusion. The dog may be a very big dog and he can bark very nicely, but he is not happy because he has got a master. As soon as the master says, "Come here," yes, change.
But all the beast people have a master. You do the same to them. You call them and they jump.
No.
It's the same as a dog coming to its master?
Yes. To have a real master and to have a false master.
What's the
difference? Just like a physician is asking that, "Come here, lie down." He's lying, he knows that he'll make surgical. He agrees. But if somebody rogue says that I should cut your throat, he'll not agree. That is intelligence. A physician is also with the knife, and the rogue is also with the knife. When the physician says, "He lie down, I shall have some surgical operation," he agrees to ply on his body the knife. But he'll never agree if he knows that he's a rogue, he'll simply cut my throat. That is the difference.
Thank you for that.
Hare Krishna. Give them some prasad. We are this night. We take Krishna. This Advent of Krishna. Therefore, we offer Krishna whatever he wants to eat. And we take the Lord. Krishna says, "Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yom Vibhakta Vijayate." So we offer. If Krishna says, "Mansa, eggs, give me," then we shall offer it.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
They all take that this is some kind of a materialistic business, selling books and collecting money, and we purchase a beautiful
thing. Therefore, temple. I say that we are not material, it is our spiritual. That they do not know. Where is material? Everything is prepared. In everything there is Krishna, where is material. When it is misused other than Krishna, then it is material. Now just like the university department and the criminal department, where is the defense? Superficial. There's a building. There are officers, there are rooms. Why it is called criminal prison house?
The activities.
Yeah. It is the activity which concerns. The university, there is only activity of education, learning. And here, so all the criminals violating the laws, they put together. Superficially, they look the same room, same food, same office, same typewriter. So it is the question of understanding why it is called pre-criminal department and why it is called university. So as soon as it is university department, that is good. The same building, the same dictaphone, same typewriter, same table, same chair, where they use for Krishna, it is spiritual. The same money, everything, it looks like that. Therefore they cannot understand. The Nidvisheshvadi and the Sunnavadi, their spiritual means this thing should be zero. No table, no chair, no house, no. That is ignorance. Rapun chikataya buddhya, kari sambandhi vasana. Things which are usable by Krishna consciousness movement, if we give up them, rapun chikataya material, that is foolishness. That they do not know. They have yet to learn. It is Rupa Goswami's injunction. Prayabhutya, Parisambhavati, Mamukshuvi, Parityaga, Parityaga, Givinga. Where is my teacher? So we are not such fools, Sunnavadi and Nidvisheshvadi. Ujjo, he thought not killing is better than killing. But Krishna convinced him, yes, killing is better than not killing. That was it. After reading Bhagavad Gita, he took it, yes. Killing is better than that. Generally, people understand Not killing is better than killing. But Krishna explained to Arjuna, no, if that is my desire, then killing is better than killing. That is not. Therefore we have to carry out simply Krishna's order or his defensive order. Then it is all good. Either killing or not killing, it doesn't matter. Because it is coming directly from the Supreme, and that is spiritual. Otherwise, why Krishna induced Arjuna to kill? He was presenting a very good man, that I cannot kill. And that's naturally that is good. Even if your enemy excuses him, that's a very good idea. But if it is not desired by Krishna, then it is bad. So our principle is, we have to act according to the desire of Krishna. Then it is good, other is bad. Krishna says, Namah duskitana muraha prabandhante narada. So, in spite of advancement of knowledge, because they are not Krishna conscious, therefore they are all duskitina, all sinful men. That is the test. So it is very difficult to understand this philosophy, but this is the fact. We are not going to be followers of zero bodies or impersonal bodies. We remain completely in the varieties, but these varieties are usable only for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is good. You cannot stop the variety. You have to change the quality of the variety. It's like we are eating. It is not possible. Stop eating. Why shall we stop eating? But the quality is changed. It is prasad.
Just like getting some money for our books.
The quality is changed.
They take that spiritual life is negation of anything that they're doing now. No more money. No more anything.
For our personal comfort, our students are lying on the floor. They are not using the money for purchasing nice furniture. No personal number. But if you say that you are purchasing a big car, yes, for going quickly to serve Krishna. Our service is meant for it. If I can go and serve Krishna within a minute, why shall I wait for 1 hour? So we take all advantages. After all, it belongs to Krishna. They say that we have manufactured. That's all. But we say that Krishna has manufactured. So that this philosophy, it is a little difficult to understand by the dull man, that nothing is without Krishna. Everything. Isavasamidam sarvam. Sarvam, when you say sarvam, how you can exclude this and that? Everything is in relationship with Krishna. Sarvam. Sarvam means everything. So how can you discriminate? This is material, this is spiritual. The discrimination is that when it is not used for Krishna, that is material. And when it is used for Krishna, that is spiritual. That is the explanation of sarvam. Just like a thief has stolen my money, the money will be utilized. He will spend it. I am spending it. Then why he is with a criminal? If you present this plea, that money is for spending. So either you spend or I spend. But that's not the idea. That the money, my money means the money should be spent for my purpose. And because you have taken the money and spending for your purpose, therefore you are criminal. That is the distinction between material and spiritual. Money or everything belongs to Krishna. When it is utilized for Krishna, this is spiritual. And when it is not utilized for Krishna, that is material. Where is the difficulty to understand? You cannot say that, yes, I have taken your money, so you are also spending, I am also spending. So why do you call me criminal? The answer will be yes. You are not spending for me, you are spending for you, therefore you are giving. It is very difficult to understand.
One last argument again.
Huh?
You're taking money.
Huh? The money belongs to Krishna.
Yes.
So, if you spend it for Krishna, then it is spiritual.
Yes.
And if you spend for your benefit, then it is material. Where is the difficulty? Isava asamidam sattva, aham sarvasa, prabhava, bhoktaram jagdavasa. Repeatedly said, Krishna is the supreme proprietor. So, when everything is used by the fulfillment of the will of the proprietor, that is proper use. Otherwise, improper use. Basically, we have given several times this example. Keep to the right, keep to the left. So you are driving your car, the wheel is, government wheel is, keep to the right. As soon as you keep to the left, immediately you keep. You cannot put this argument, what is wrong, I am driving. That because you have violated my will, therefore, the government is. That is kingdom. So, everything, Bhoktanam Jagratam, he is the proprietor, he is the enjoyer. So, because you have enjoyed without his permission, therefore, you are kingdom. You are punished. Bhunjante te aghama paapam. You see this verse? Yagyarthe karmanatra lopayam karmamandana.
In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods being satisfied by the performance of yajna, supply all necessities to man. But he who enjoys these gifts without offering them to the demigods in return is simply a thief.